Hi, my name's Mark Tripodi, and I've just gone to see Tom Walker's Honk 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 at the Adelaide Fringe. Tom Walker's comedy isn't for everybody. Last year, he kept a running tally on precisely how much his comedy isn't for everybody, recording every walkout on his last show, Be Boo. The tally, the walkouts, and the confused audiences are all a thing of the past with Tom's latest show, Honk 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 Honk. It's all the same Tom, but it's just a little different. Where Be Boo was confronting and confusing, Honk 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 is sweet and welcoming. It's still weird as all heck, but there's no lingering sense of malice that seemed to be present in last year's show. No feeling that, at any moment, Tom Walker's presence of regal benevolence could turn. It is, instead, a really warm performance, which takes effort and skill in a space like The Factory. It's still very early in the show's run. There were glaring technical difficulties, and while Tom was fantastic at addressing them, it still wore thin after a while. The only real problem of the show was that it felt like there was too little show for the time and space allotted. Not only did it feel like the stage was way too large, dwarfing even an energy like Tom Walker's, it felt like maybe some of his ideas, all quite brief indulgences, weren't given the respect that they deserved. The connective tissue of the show is weak, but the meat of the show, the indulgent, drawn-out comedy, is stellar. Even with these problems, all of which will right themselves with time, Tom Walker's Honk 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 is absolutely joyous. 4.5 stars.